February 8th, 2009, is the Watt from Pedro Show. What from Pedro Show? February 8th, 2009. Here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point by the Matt.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great, great.
All right. Started the show off with John Coltrane doing Nancy with the Smiling Face. And then we heard Feedbacker, Part 4, from Morris. One more part to go. Sun came out. We had a couple days of rain here.
Yeah, it's been storming a bit.
Yeah, huh? Some Pedro raining coming on. I'm waiting the arrival of guests for the show, but we'll keep that kind of under wraps.
Mystery guests.
Until they came, until they arrive, they had a little trouble. Had to come from Venice, not Italy, but Cali. So it ain't too far. What would you say? 23 miles?
Yeah, it's about that far. Time frame could totally vary a SoCal you travel to.
Makes no sense at all. I played a gig, when was it, Sunday? Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl halftime party.
And, but actually it had to be after halftime because Pete had a longshoreman duty. He was on the docks. He drove straight from the docks right there and played his brains out. He played so great.
Pete rocks.
It was in Orange County, right near the border. Not too far from Long Beach and Westminster. It's his house, you know, in a neighborhood, kind of. It was not typical OC, but, you know, kind of tracked up some. And they had drained the pool, and cats were bombing it, dropping in. And
wow, cool.
Yeah, and all family, you know, I was still the oldest cat there, but there was skaters that were not kids, they were family men with their kids and families there, and the cat Lyle, the man, he asked for me because he came to that, I think you were there on 7th Street when we had benefit for the channel.
A street
skate park here in Pedro. He saw that gig, and so he said, yeah, Watt, will you come and play with your second man? Okay. It was through Vinny Vegas. His bone foam. And he cooked up. Then he got all puffed and conked. But Mr. Lyle cooked up some righteous chili. Not a lot of heat, but great flavor, man. Potato jackets in there. He cooked up some lobster tail. He had some on the queue. They had a queue right there in the middle of the pad. I mean, like, built in, not just a little wheelie-o. And, playing there with the skating. It was pretty wild gig. I was glad to be part of that. Brother Matt's busy on here, so I just talked to you people here. So, I was happy to do that. And then, a couple days ago, played Prospect again with the second man with Pete and Jer. And I thought it was going to be the last gig for a while, but it turns out some gigs are going to come at the end of February and begin of March, two of them, involved with our guest that's coming over.
Pretty cool.
I'll get more into that later. And I do have a little piece of sadness. We lost a great man in music, another one. Mr. Lux Interior, the singer of the Cramps, a great cat, and music timeless. And he'd been living in, him and Ivy had been living in Cali a long time. They're from the East Coast, but maybe since early 80s they've been here. Maybe Glendale, I think the last place they were living. They were in Hollywood for a while. Much respect for Mr. Lux. The Stooges and them shared a bill. in the Bass part of Bass Country. And maybe 4 years ago, I think it was the first gig the Stooges did out of the country since that one way in the early 70s, the only one they did in England. And for the, you see it on that Rob Power. Mick Rock took pictures. And they went on before us, and Lux is wild. He broke a vodka bottle over his head and was crawling around and singing great, and Ivy playing great. And this version of the band even had a bass player. And, because both of them went through a lot of different people in the band for either the other guitar or bass and drummers. Of course, the original one with Brian Gregory and Nick Knox. But it didn't matter in a way, although that was primo stuff. And we're going to play a song from that era. Still very happening. And then we got, it was our turn, you know, and I came up with that. Man, that was something. Much respect to you. Thank you very much. It's very sweet to me. And then we're playing. We start the gig off, and of course I'm looking at Ig and Ashton Brothers and keeping focus. And for some reason I did, I don't know what, turned over to starboard, and there they are. And this was really early in the gig. And there they are, Lux and Ivy, watching us with huge-ass smiles on their faces, right there on the side, you know. And I was like, whoa, I was all nervous enough already playing with Stooges, but with them there. And I would glance over there just for a second, and they were there and there, and I watched a whole gig. Afterwards, I came up to them, and I thanked them for that. For playing, you know, and then because I think it really inspired. The Stooges, Ig, and everybody was always up for it anyway. But it was great the way they got it happening. Yeah. The deck of the stage lit up, you know, and wow, that was something. Anyway, here's a song I always dug by them guys, and much respect to you, Mr. Lux Interior. Yeah. A very incredible cat and timeless, like I said, music.
And rock this world.
Love it. Love it.
If I fail over 7, I'll be fine. The Hollywood sign is embedded in a glacier. Anyone who's claimed or climbed all the way up there can tell you that. But how does one describe the view? It looks like forever, but only for a split second before you slip and fall. And eventually, they all do. But when you're up there, gazing at the heat waves rising from the freeway furnace below, a strange calm pervades. Strange because you never felt calm before. You blink and hope you will again someday. Meanwhile, you've got to look into the camera. You've got to outshine the light of 1,000 arc lamps. You've got to levitate entire sound stages just to stay even with the game. I used to think the Hollywood Hills were the hills of eternity. I used to think in three dimensions. I used to be a PR man for my own private underworld. Now I've got to go. Game's over. It's a tie. I'm heading for the hills, Jim. And remember, there's no such thing as goodbye.
You took the road not taken when you crossed down the Mason-Dixon line. Worth the wait in waiting, son, this road is mine. I walk the line. No, not your kind. Here's the nearest bar and three boys. Is that the Yankee Talk? A bar, a bar he wants, a bar he'll get. Fellas round here are burped out, raised and trained to point 'em. And they know this neck of the woods real good, like a redneck should. Veteran Faulkner knows, county line. except sucking tree dwelling skunky one. First in captivity, since prison, a bar, grow a fig up north, bar. I need a drink now more than ever. In from a bonded bottle, you bonded moonshine, a bar. He says, well, if that don't beat all, make no sense, tall. Beat the city boy wants another bar. That bar he'll get, the bar for keeps, the part of a bear to last you many a hunting season. God's willing a bar to marry with when it's time for hibernating. Now take this northern boy and set him up. Get the biggest, blackest, buckest, best, not a bear cub, pup. A bar to set up house with a bar with southern hospitality. Bar for tea, a lump or three. Bar to tease. Easy, boy, easy. Pretty please. Gentleman's gentle bend. Stronger than any two men, but willing to take a fall in the middle of the ring. Oh, the good professional wrestling. 1, 2, 3, ding, ding, dong, Big Ben. Never, never wrong. Not the old sing song, not Bing. Sing, sing, sing. Benny, old man in the band. Good man, that Benny. My man, now play it again. Big fill in. A little sweeter. How about some strings? Boston tea. A Boston party. For the Bostonian gentility. For we Jews, not the crackers and the Jews. No yahoos, no people. Habits and lodges. Astors and their ladies. Boston Brahmins, not Barnums, not Brick. Or crack or a certain skink. No freaks, no three rings. No Boston Bruins. No icing. No use like you. No self in ruins. Tis tee hee. Not a tee for Texas. Or Tennessee. A tee for me. For victory. For unity. That's you and me. We say moi. Not the hoi polloi. The chosen. Untop ditty. A Russian tee for the upper crescent. Not the dusted. Not the busted, not you! No crumbs, no crusts. The south of France or bust. And then, the Roman way is a must on the way to Monte Carlo. What we won from southern sweat, we'll lose at roulette. You lose your farms. We make a killing selling arms. No pain, no gain, never rains on our parade. We've got our bets all covered, whatever. The weather is always the same inside where we grow our money like orchids. And hot house flowers. In God we trust. Not Mr. Green Jeans, not green $5.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off with Garbage Man by the Cramps. And then The Hills of Eternity by Scott Richards. Now, Scott Richards had a band called, or was in a band called Scott Richards Case in the late 60s in Detroit scene. And Scott Richards, later on, 80s, made a solo record for SST, New Alliance, SST. And he had Ron Ashton play a bunch of guitar and bass, and he actually had him read something he wrote. And that's what you heard there. That's Ron Ashton reading The Hills of Eternity. And then we had a song featuring one of the guests we have on board today, Brother Matt.
Welcome.
A song called The Road Not Taken, and the lyricist and singer, Mr. Raymond Pettibone, is here. Welcome aboard, Raymond.
Thank you. I'm a little late because I thought we were playing, so I was
doing the Mau Mau stall
instead of two.
And accompanying him is Mr. Bob Sires and your nephew, Brian. You can talk.
Hi.
Yeah, all right.
He's standoffish because he's a musician as well.
Don't be afraid to pogo. Don't be afraid to relate. If it wasn't for this kind of music, you wouldn't be in this place.
Yeah. Thank God for years for keeping it real like that. I mean, it really was good lyrics, you know, somewhere. You know, it kind of busted all the bubble of like coldness, and we needed that.
Trudy, Trudy, you're so cutie.
Well, you know, love songs, man. No one did it better.
And also, like, kind of Shakespearean, where you take the language into your own hands. You're so cutie.
Yeah, it is. That's from Richard II, isn't it?
But, you know, not obeying the rules, like, right?
Artistic license.
Also, the rules of verse and all that. Who needs it? We're in blank verse here and open microphones.
You noun out a, or you verb out a.
If it's your art, you get to make
noun.
Rules.
Some linguistic grammar.
Just keep it rhyming, and you can say anything. This is radio. This is jingles, isn't it?
No, this is.
I come from Boss Radio. Okay?
No, I humbly refer to it as Ultimate Reality.
The real Don Steele.
And the hullabaloo will be here shortly.
No, Devil. My favorite segment was when they do Devil with a Blue dress on.
They
have a line, right? And he would throw them down the line towards the camera.
Yeah. Man, I got more airtime when I was on Soul Train than that, because he was rough with a hook, you know.
Mr. Cornelius.
Don Cornelius.
I think he got in trouble a little while ago for some beat down. Did you hear about that?
Who did he beat down? Barry Gordy?
Domestic thing or something. You know, it's always police were called. Speaking of which, Brother Matt says, over here behind the diner they found...
Yeah, we had a little shootout. Just not so much a shootout, just somebody was shot.
Shot to death in their car. Mm. Yeah. And Brother Matt walks to his work. And he almost...
Yeah, I'm glad I walked the other way that day.
I'm glad. Very well, we were
learned
late.
From Adolf Hitler. You vary the route.
Stalkers.
Right. Well, who was the...
No right turns. Like,
who was the clown in charge of Czech?
Czecha?
No, Czech Republic. Once Czechoslovakia was occupied. Before Soviet, during Nazi.
Jutlus? Oh, German.
Heidegger?
That's German. He's German.
Well, this cat, he would not vary his route.
No, Heidegger is a philosopher. Honegger, you're...
Yeah, right? Heidegger, that's right.
Well, he was Nazi, too, but...
No,
Erich Honegger.
No, this... Haydn. Not the composer.
Charlie Haydn.
Erich Haydn, the speed skater.
No, he's more to the left.
Oh, fuck, this is terrible. This is one of the best. This is one of the...
Erich Haydn, the speed... Yeah, no, you're right.
There are some negatives to Alzheimer's. This is...
No, you're thinking of the Austrian dude.
No, this was actually a Nazi. No, he was an SS man, and he would not vary his route, and that's how the underground got him. where Hitler always kept changing his route.
The road rage, anyone in L.A. knows enough to do that, just to keep your options open.
God, what's his name? Now it's bugging me.
Well, do you change your route when you go across the country?
Yeah, I think it's more...
If a Panzer tank, you know.
Well, let's be real. Or a little more real.
Yeah, I'll shut up.
I do the bicycle all the time, and I do vary that route.
Because of that reason? Not just for the picturesque factor, you know? Because
probably more for the picturesque
factor. To get, you know,
hopefully
like,
I'm not being targeted.
Not to photograph the same seal and the same sunset all the time.
Heydrich?
Heydrich.
Is that his name?
Hydraulic. Hydraulic.
He was a final solution clown.
He wasn't. Anyway, he wasn't German. He must have been a Slav.
The point was, Heydrich.
Hydraulic. Yeah. Okay.
I think it was Heydrich. And he wouldn't vary his route, and that's how they found him. In fact, the guy was so balls out.
Well, Hess did a hell of a thing. I mean, talking about varying his route, you know, he flew to England,
right.
You know? And look what it got him.
A big prison stay. Right?
He got his own prison, though.
Right. Spandau. He's the last guy there, and he hangs himself. An old man.
At 90 years old, though.
Yeah.
Like to get an erection, I think.
Not a big rush to judgment. Heydrich.
The Heydrich maneuver. That's what they call that now. Like the Heydrich maneuver.
Look, kids, don't...
They use that in the Battle of the Bulge as well, you know.
Don't repeat it's information I give you. Because
it's in North Africa.
Full of holes and inaccuracies. You scream that last scream. Oh, yeah.
Still hasn't been released, but...
Scream a little scream of me.
Sid Barrett.
Yeah, I've played that a few times on the show. Some good stuff. Bob Steyer's brought some music here. Later on in the second hour, we're going to play the interview.
Oh, good.
On the way to San Francisco, Bob interviewed Herman Green.
He was in the Monsters, right? With the green face paint.
Oh, you had colored version?
Yeah, what do you think?
He played a cornet, though.
Did it ever turn color, or was that Adam's Family? Both those were black and white, right?
No, they were in green. I had that little model.
Sepia?
The Munsters coach.
I think the Munsters were
Grandpa.
Green.
No, he was cool. Al Lewis.
Who did them cars?
Al Lewis. You know, he was a basketball. He'd see him in the summer. We saw some in the summer league all the time.
And he would run for governor a lot in New York.
That's kind of a joke. But he was for real as someone, like a guy who would... He knew basketball.
He outlived everybody on the show except for the boy.
Yeah, he was like 97 or something.
Well, you know, he was all the to
well,
speaking of the boys
that
kept him young, you know.
Which one did you like better, Monsters or Adam's Family?
Well, Adam's Family is more cerebral. It's kind of like Star Trek, unless it's based, you know.
Gomez.
One had the cheesier factor, but Gomez was pretty cool.
Yeah, Gomez was it.
And you had...
He's having a show now. Fuck, I was supposed to call
one
him.
One of the Kirkwoods.
Gomez.
Oh, really?
He's back in Spain now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, John Astin?
No, but wasn't it out of the New Yorker magazine or something? They were little
Oh, yeah, dry. It's Charles Adams was
Charles
based
Adams,
on.
Right. Yeah. And I think Munsters, which one was first?
Oh, I don't know. I don't go back
Adam's
that far.
Adam's Family.
Because if you know Hollywood... You kite.
They both came at the same time.
Right, yeah, somebody has a good idea, so we start kiting.
They came out at the same time.
Freaking frack.
Same year.
Twin,
They both were on 2 years then.
They came on exactly the same time? Not one was
There's
ahead of
There's probably one that was... You know, maybe one was in development first, and then the others got, wind of that and tried to beat them to the punch.
Yeah, in fact, there's been some trials... I mean, for a title of a movie, there's a movie called Push. I guess somebody else had a movie called Push. It's coming out the next month.
Someone leaked
and so they
monsters.
Go to, and I think this
Salt
Alan
and Pepper
thing,
like is suing for that, right? Or is it? But they got it from
Salt and Pepper.
You say Pepper, I say Pepper.
Isn't it Pepper? I mean, isn't it spelled Pepper?
Yeah. Didn't I say that? All right. I usually drop the R, you know, if anything, okay? I'm not quite as southland as you are.
I think the E gets dropped, too, and an A bum rushes.
Water. And she gave me gasoline.
No, I think the A replaces.
Okay, well, don't push it.
I don't know.
Don't corner him.
Oh, wow. What's this? Stooges.
I'd say something that Uncut put out. They asked Iggy and the Stooges there to put together some songs for a jukebox.
That's right.
They came up with 45 tunes. And jeez, they were able to get 15 of them where the licensing and...
Take me
yeah, I remember when this. I remember we were on tour and this the request came down, and they were putting together their lists. Yeah, this is actually the 43 of them, and they were just Iggy's. I think Ronnie and Scotty both had 10.
The last bullets, weren't they part of the South Bronx Renaissance? Or was that Brooklyn?
Still around, you said what, right?
Well, what the Woodward Inc. told me about the Stooges, he said, Mike, a lot about this band is about 5 years before we started and 5 years after. And if you look at these song titles, yeah.
Well, one of those sounds like Open Up and Bleed, one of those instrumental tracks.
Last Poets?
No. Last Poets?
Yeah.
That is a good... The way that segs into the, you know, Help I'm a Rock into that is pretty good.
Zappa.
Until the brothers started sampling and stuff, you didn't have to, like, make footnote and, you know, pay, you know, royalties for stealing. But, you know, everyone's so suspicious of them, you know, in the first place that, you know, the man, the police, the record industry's is watching them everywhere they go, you know, like at the mall or something.
The Last Poets, I think, were confident enough where they just had a guy playing conga.
Yeah, you can hear that on there.
Samples.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that live. Kind of slackness, like, hell, what are you going to do about it? Why, you know.
Spoons. Ham bone. Chill. Right, well, work
yeah,
the room.
By the, you know, I know Spoons, but that's more from like Cub Scout meetings.
Room. So, you know, yesterday I was...
That's fifth grade music class, I think.
Steve Reed's mom passed away. I was at the... He asked me to come to the thing. And she's a beautiful woman. A lot of Steve Reed, you could see goodness of her in him. And, you know, I brought Steve Reed on many tours to do sound, man. I gave him a mic so he could sing with us. And I'd always tell her, I'm going to bring your son back safe. And she goes, you know, you and Steve are on a mission. You're going to use music to bring people joy. And, it was heavy. I've never been to these things, and I've been to two in 1 month.
That's kind of like carpetbagging, except with your guitar, your bass case.
Bass.
It's good carpetbagging. Yeah. Sorry.
But coming home, I was kind of down. I got here, and these people, young people, asked me to come to the party on 4th Street. And a bunch of young Pedro bands played, a band from Arizona, an older band, a Jack Brewer reunion band. Played, and I was in a massive pogo, and all the young people got all around me so I wouldn't get hurt, and I wasn't slamming so much, it was pushing and going up and down, and they packed around me so I couldn't fall, and I didn't have to worry about my knees, and it was a good time. It was full moon.
Was that last week?
This is last night.
Last night?
Yeah. The day before yesterday, Steve came down and put his ma's ashes in the ocean here.
Last so maybe she comes wash up and pee. Robert, you lost your wallet.
Well, I misplaced my wallet several times a day, yeah.
Wow. What do you think of that? I mean, this would work at social distortion shows. You could get one of them chain things.
Yeah. Right.
Mike Ness, he did, like, practically grew up in the chain game, didn't he?
Well, the wallet chain and the white beater shirt.
Yeah, he helped build the 22 freeway, I think. With all those Caltrans assignments.
Hell, he built the Mason.
He built this city. So anyway, I want to play some music from some of the bands I saw last night. It was great. It was a real uplifter for me.
Yeah, 4th Street Pad Rocks.
Okay. Live from Pedro Show. We just heard Army of Pigeons by Killer Dreamer, Kung Fool by Shark Pants, I Need You by the Jack Brewer Reunion Band, and Gingerbread Man by Absorbin' Jr. These are four of the bands I saw last night in reverse order. Absorbin' Jr. had a, it was at Danny Lou's pad on 4th Street, and he had a son on drums and painter Aaron White's son on bass.
Cool.
So, Jack Brewer Band, we all know, from Wilmington's Saccharine Trust. Shark Pants, Arizona band, great band. They're also the main jefe is patron for Swing Dinga Amigos.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right? Remember we played some of them when Todd from Recess was over. And then Killer Dreamer, of course, has drummer Raul Morales of The Missing Man and Kevin from Anaheim. And Adam Gaxiola's brother, crane operator, down on the docks. Didn't mean to bogart there. My guess, we had some very interesting spiel while the music was playing about Mr. Bruce, Mr. Antwistle, Mr. Allworth, Mr. Rensel, Mr. Gogolak, Mr. Tarkenton. So y'all missed on that. It was
maybe
tangents
keep your
galore.
Song introductions a little shorter, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Long introduction.
I didn't hear any. Who did you? I didn't hear any songs in the first place.
Okay, we're at the end of the first hour, February 8th, 2009. Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. February 8th, 2009. Second hour. Watt from Pedro Show. And I played Alex's bar. You speak at Alex's bar in the Meat Puppets gig. Boz Tyers brought some Meat Puppets. We're going to play an interesting cover. What? Oh, Neil Young? No, you want the Stooges, right?
No, Neil Young plays
Alex's
restaurant.
Pretty funny too, though.
But I played Alex's bar 9th anniversary. Boat got towed, $241. They had it a half hour in Signal Hill. After we get done playing, I go out to load my bass amp. Don't park in the auto zone next door, okay? So I make it back in time to play with the band after us because they had asked me to do a song. I guess the invitation's been out, but no one from the band has gone through with it. They're a band called Black Fag. You know these guys?
You know, I've met...
Jeff, the singer, great cat.
Yeah,
great people.
I mean, I can't, you know, I can't get involved with that kind of thing because of...
Well, they asked me since I was playing on the bill, and I said, I'll do Police Story, but I guess to do this, you got to be in a dress and a hat. So you put this dress on me on the stage. I didn't take my coat off.
Just reverse what you usually do, you know, late at night with the...
I didn't change the words. I mean, Jeff changes the words. It was like my wardrobe.
Not the words, the dress.
That's kind of funny, I guess.
Jelleth again. They gave me a T-shirt.
Jelleth again?
Jelleth again. That's what it says. And, of course, it's a guy hitting another guy. Whatever those things, baton.
You know, some people have sense of humor and some people don't.
Yeah.
So,
I thought it was great.
Comment.
I hear...
TV party has a whole different meaning than two, I guess. Huh?
They all do. Except mine. My Police Story was
MTV party.
Straight. Except I rushed the first, going in the second verse. I got nervous. But Kay said she'd do it. She just couldn't come that night, but she's gonna go for it. She wrote them and... She ain't afraid of it.
Cool.
She's got sense of humor.
It's amazing you made it back so quick after.
She should, you know what? She probably shouldn't wear a dress. Maybe Levi or something. Yeah, I did make it back quick because I didn't want to let them cats down. I was. Alex even offered to pay for it, but I said, fuck it, it's something I got to learn.
It's for a good cause, though. You know, LBC, PD.
Right.
It goes back to the system.
Yeah,
it's
so
good, yeah.
But have you seen them play it? They're a good band. They do. It's a good take on the song. It's a trip to see those. I haven't seen those songs done in a long time. And boy, they hold up. The Black Flag songs are great. I mean, they really are. Of course, they played the best of. And
to play that fast, you really have to play with, okay, you know, whatever you want to call a limp, you know, wrist, you know.
Who did we see Wednesday? We saw Henry. Yeah. We went to the Miles Davis. There's pictures of Miles Davis down, where was that? Melrose area, West Hollywood. And Hank was there.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what did Hank have to say?
Yeah, we don't. Well, he was cordial.
Mike climbed his boat.
He was nice. God, he's looking healthy. I think we were talking about the cramps a little bit.
Yeah, Lux. Oh, with you. With
yeah. Him.
That's sad. I think Ivy's going to be pretty broken up. I saw them at the Trader Joe's, and they were everywhere together. I used to see them at Trader Joe's in Glendale once in a while, you know.
You hang out in Glendale?
No, well, it's just
next
I'm
door.
Kind of right next door. Yeah. Water just for, like, whatever.
Who was telling me? Nels was telling me something about Glendale police are, like, not happening.
Oh, really? You know, some communities, some local police forces seem very nice, very cool, and some are just a no, not so cool.
Yeah, and I hear Glendale's one of those.
Well, that was
the
original Klansman town, just like Anaheim, you know, founded by card-carrying Klansmen. It's changed with Armenians, you know, in many ways for the better of the town, but the police are still that old.
Yeah, because he told me he got shut down a few months ago.
The police are still Turks.
You know.
Fuck them.
Yeah, they're not good.
Dick Lane was a you can call him a journalist, I guess. He was
commentator.
Great guy.
Entertainer. Whoa, Nelly.
He goes back as an actor, you know, to early Silence. Early Silence.
Sally Vega and Ralphie Valadero.
Richmond 9, 5171.
2000.
2000.
What was it?
Richmond 9, 5171.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the T-Birds?
Yeah,
T-Birds.
Well, they always played Texas Bombers.
Riley and...
weren't they always playing the Bombers?
Yeah, well, the Bombers were from, you know...
They're fictitious.
They were all L.A.
Yeah, the New York was a New Yorker.
Skinny Minnie Miller, Ralphie Balladares.
747.
John Riley was big. And then, damn, who was the... John Hall.
John Hall.
He's
John Hall.
Big black guy.
But there was like glamour of like rock and roll goes back a long ways, you know, and they had the...
I ended up breaking my wrist. We would do that stuff in the garage, in Navy House, and
the whip.
And you whip them around, right? The jammer, the guy with the helmet.
You did that, really?
Yeah, I broke my wrist doing it.
So that's
you need like a... You need
because you got that limp top.
I've actually broke it twice. I broke it another time on monkey bars where you hold on with the arms and you fight with your legs.
You don't do it on a flat surface, though. You know, like the velodrome.
Yeah. I was good at that.
You take the swings and you wrap them around the top. Yeah. So there's just a bar.
Wrap one chain around your neck and then around your balls. You secure them like...
Auto fix it.
The BBC guy, you know. In
the Nixus guy.
Mike, talking about journalists, my idol.
No, look, we were innocent boys. And second...
why were you trying to hang yourself with swings, you know?
No, we weren't hanging, we were fighting.
Fighting, oh yeah, well, fighting is always considered innocent.
Fighting with...
It's a sexuality, that's true.
Yeah, it probably was.
Growing up in Navy housing, well, it wasn't any different where I grew up,
fighting.
Right?
All the dads are out of bed now, so we're bonding. I don't know, but they grabbed me around there and I fell down and I tried to break the fall with the wrist and of course broke all my weight. And I remember I didn't realize what happened, but it hurt a shitload. So I go running out to the corner and there's a stop sign and I hold on with the good hand and just spin around it screaming, you know, like a little spinner. And it hurt. And then they go and set it on a hospital ship. Because remember when Long Beach was full, Naval Station? Take me out there, and some corpsman it's crooked.
And did he give you a tattoo while they're at it?
No, no tattoo, but it's kind of like it because my arm's all twisted up. The guy must have been, I mean, looking back on it now, he must have been 18 years old. Yeah, he was not even a man. Yeah, but I thought he was a big man.
I got a merit badge.
Yeah,
I made it to Tenderfoot.
There was a white boat. Do you remember? A big red cross on it. I can't remember her name. Shit. One time I cut my head open in a rock fight. We're doing dirt clods and this piece of asphalt comes in. Rips my head. See, I still have a scar. That used to be my hairline.
Damn. I noticed that happened. A lot of, you see a lot of young Palestinian kids have that.
Yeah, I wasn't nice to share with them. And anyway, I go to Port
Magnus. You know, it's only a matter of time before they start producing some good, you know, pitchers.
Or bass players.
The dispensary over here, right, where the Corona, whatever that Del Mar, these fucking bullshit stucco cracker boxes are. But there used to be goats in that field, right? And before that was dispensary. Corman there grabs me by the hair. He has a soldier wrap my arms around, and then he grabbed me by the hair and just started sewing with no anesthesia.
Soldier
Jim Beam, or what did he give you?
No, they gave me a tongue depressor I chewed up in about 1 second. I just started screaming it. You know, I couldn't believe it. And I'm looking him right in the face, right? Because the wound's right over my eye. You know, and he's like, yay. It was a trippy looking hook. It's not a needle like a thread needle. It's got a hook kind of on it.
Put a needle in
fishing line.
When I used to wrestle in northern Mexico, you get, what are you going to do? Get Novocaine put in your.
All right, tough it up. Yeah. Take it. Did you bring any music, Raymond?
Music.
Yeah, we you did, didn't you?
Kind of like slapdash.
Where is it? Is it in your bag?
We didn't really get a chance to bring anything. I brought you some things, you know, for.
No, I'd like to play some music. We got something from Bob here.
Okay, well. Whatever it is, you know, it'll just. The dead air 5 minutes part of it is meant to be, okay?
And Wisdom of Ronald Reagan. I used to play that record on K-Rock, you know that one? That was a good one. It had nothing. It was just a blank track.
Cajun. A little Cajun maneuver.
Yeah. I take it you're not on now, or?
No, we're on.
Oh, behind the scenes sounds.
Yeah. I was so disappointed that we didn't get to capture that stuff with Mr. Renzel, Mr. Allwood, Mr. Goldberg, Mr. Tarkenton, Mr. Bruce, Mr. Entwistle. I want to keep the mic, Mr. Neighbors, Mr. Campbell, Hudson. Mr. Cliff, Mr. Hudson.
Do you have these DVDs? Those are.
Is this new?
Wow. The one is the, you know, the Morrison.
Oh, these are the movies.
Yeah.
So cool.
Think about radio. Maybe the movies wouldn't work as good.
Those, like I said, those are for in your leisure.
Yeah, no, righteous.
Aren't there some tunes?
These are some movies Raymond made. I'm part of two of them, Weatherman 69 and...
You're more than that, I think.
A more...
Drone
More key role, Sir Drone. And I'm Gabe Nemish in Weatherman 69, and that's pretty backseat.
No, it's a collective,
one, you're
you know,
the star of that one.
No one is a... well, maybe Bernadine.
And the impromptu scenes of... Costigan, Mr. Costigan.
Costigan's great.
Yeah, right? The one thing, I've always wondered about the scene with the plastic sack.
Yeah.
Did you just hand him a sack?
Yeah, with a...
He tries to choke himself out.
Well, he took it a little further than... but, you know, no, there wasn't any...
Was that scripted?
Raymond knows how to inspire his actors to take it to the next level, you know? Auto asphyxiation. They don't murder in the movie.
I'm working with Bushwick Bill. Next.
But
no.
You didn't bring movie.
Costigan was
you got something...
of those?
You just came back from Germany, right?
That's what I should have brought.
You don't have any of that.
The stuff from
because
like,
we played all the
Carl and Blank and stuff.
Yeah, we played all that stuff. The album you gave me before.
Yeah, that was more for a film shooting, but we did re-record.
I guess that thing was part of the Wolfgang Hahn trip, the award you won, and you went to the recording session.
Well, yeah. That was the first.
I played all of that on the show.
Christoph, the guitar player, might be coming to LA, like on a fellowship or whatever. But
how did it go? How did the session go?
It was cool.
Is it for a film though? Oh, it's for a film soundtrack.
We recorded along with the People of the Revolution, which is probably in your top 10. You know, the way Mandy or in the year 2525 is in other people's. All those Hans Eisler working man songs, you know.
Yeah, what was the Zegger and
Evans? Zegger and Evans. In a year 2510, if God's gonna make it, he ought to be here by then.
Oh, look at
Woody Guthrie, Bert Albrecht, and Hans Eisler.
Look, it's Brother Pete from the second man.
International.
Hey, Pete. Pizzo. We're doing the radio show right now. You want to say something to the people?
Yeah.
Well, do it.
Ready? All right, I just wanted to say that I got my rice sack and the holder, and everything's waiting up. It's just, you know, pending Jer's return. And, you know, hi to everybody else.
Okay. Good work, Pete. Now that rice sack is bound, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Man. You know, you don't want any of that shit spilling all over on Jer, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I'll call you after the show. Pete, man, did a great thing. I was telling Brother Matt earlier. We played Super Bowl Sunday in Orange County at a Super Bowl party where they drained the pool.
Did you show your breast?
I wore a flannel.
They drained a pool. And was this at someone's house? Or?
Yeah, in Orange County, like a track home deal. And it was...
To collect the vomit or to skate or to what?
No, to bomb, to skate.
Okay, yeah.
And full-grown skaters with families. It was pretty intense. But I didn't take my shirt off. You know, one time I did do that in New Orleans.
I've seen a picture of like a nipple slip with...
Well, this was 4 years ago in New Orleans. We're playing the Voodoo Fest. I'm playing with the Stooges.
His piercing. He
and we're about to go on stage. And in those days, this is before the boiler suit. So I would have a unique T-shirt. He wanted me wearing T-shirts, no flannel. So I'd pick a unique one for every gig. And I found an orange one. And Ig, like right before we go on, he's going, "Wow, Mike, you're looking pretty orange." I said, "Yeah." He said,
Dublin.
"Look, why don't you show these people you mean business and play without a shirt like me?" And I said, "Whoa, I ain't played a gig without a shirt in about 20 years. But I'll do it." So that's the last time. It was more than a nipple slip. It was.
Did they see your Thug Life tattoo? Did that intimidate, you know, the first four rows?
I don't think anyone was intimidated. I think that there was a lot of laughing. To be honest.
Was that the show with that you opened for Marilyn Manson? Or?
Yeah, Marilyn Manson played.
I think I gave you this.
And,
from that is that show.
Marilyn Manson was really intent on showing saxophonist Steve McKay his Selma sax that had a swastika on it. From the factory.
That's the one he stole from Ron Ashton?
No. Ronnie never played sax. Oh, you know what I got? That's what we should play. Somebody gave me a recording of a Firehose, early Firehose gig, where it's an improvisation between Ed from Ohio on guitar and George Hurley on sax.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll play that.
Oh,
a lot from Pedro Show. Mr. Ed Fromio. George Hurley. Mr. Keith Emerson. Thank you.
Yeah, here comes that sound. Crazy sound. You gotta But I gotta keep it secret for that sound. You can gotta hold off your talking when you hear black boots come walking. You gotta hold off your talking when you hear black boots come walking. Close your eyes and hold your breath. Don't peep out or second guess. Hold my hand, it's time.
got Brian, which is Raymond's nephew. And how old are you?
18. In October.
So he's barely the youngest guy here.
Yeah.
And he's got probably a different perspective and insight. In fact, we were coming through grunge in the 90s. Actually, we were coming from a hippie thing in the 70s. A little bit. So only 20 years off.
Well, what keeps us together is like the DMT.
I got the shirt idea from John Fogerty. You know, the only one who like owes up to grunge is Mark Arm. He like, yeah, that was a real label. But everybody else I know thinks, boy, that was some industry cooked up shit.
Whatever.
Do you know about his first band, Mr. Epp and the Calculators?
No.
Yeah. Very Devo-esque.
So what about Brian? What are you listening to?
Yeah.
Oh, I listen to some jazz. I listen to some avant-garde shit, but... I know that Ray brought some Sir Drone. I know that there's a drone scene going on in some places, in some college towns, that it's like, it's something to, that, I don't know if Sir Drone is even drone music. I know that Sun was
Ra?
Doing, yeah.
Sun Ra?
No, not Sun Ra. Sun, it's an O. With
oh, Sun O, right.
Yeah,
trippy.
And
they did a thing with Boris.
Yeah,
collaboration.
Boris,
you know Boris?
Yeah, yeah.
So, how do you learn about music? Is it internet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
that's something that we didn't have. So you had to have buddies, right? That's how I learned about bands.
Yeah, basically. I learned about different stuff than like the rock scene.
Because you went explored on your own with the pewter, right?
Yeah, some more.
That's
some
a great tool that
stuff.
We didn't have.
Sure. Yeah. I steal stuff from LimeWire, you know.
Besides, I'm ignorant. And
but it's not your tradition. You're a new learner.
Hey, Jack Villani, fuck you. You're dead, all right? And you're no feedback through this microphone either.
Oh, that's R-I-A-A, right? But he was a boss.
And Lars, you know, who the Metallica drummer. Kiss my motherfucking ass, punk.
How did you get into playing?
Hit me with your drumstick.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, just listening to music, just like anybody else.
You were listening, and you didn't have buddies?
Yeah.
I got into it because my friend was doing it, and actually his mother made me.
Jeez, thank God you weren't influenced. If you were influenced by your brother, you'd sound like Blink 182. Come, you know, like they're fine, you know, but
yeah.
No.
No, you did it on your own.
Yeah.
You're like, listening?
And you'd be pawning all
this.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be
not of course,
your
because
guitars,
I'll tell you my experience. I learned because I wanted to hang out with this guy and he was playing, so that's why I did it.
Oh.
Yeah. I was 13, though, shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, my uncle played guitar, my brother played guitar, I was watching people play guitar. It was something that I had access to and that I knew I had an ability toward, so... That's what I went for.
But guitar's not your main instrument,
yeah.
Now, is it? Is it?
Yeah,
really?
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but also singing. But
Are you a songwriter?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, my whole teen years, I only wrote one song. It was called Mr. Bass.
But that was yesterday that the Beatles covered, wasn't it?
No, it was. I wrote one. See, I was a teenager in the 70s, and no one wrote their own song.
Yeah.
No one.
You had to have a band.
The record industry misses
guys
the professionalism
of
the cover.
There was no clubs.
You weren't writing songs at home for yourself.
You copy records.
Sometimes you inadvertently did.
I know,
it
sounds retarded. Believe me, I'm ashamed.
When you didn't know the right lyrics to Led Zeppelin songs.
There were music during the 70s.
Yeah, there were.
Yeah.
But they're...
Like
not like guys you would meet, though.
I have no, like, really friends who play music.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
For real. Like, where I live.
Yeah.
I don't live in Los Angeles. I live in bumfuck, like, San Diego. And
but there's people making music in San Diego.
Yeah, but not the music that I'm
hell,
making.
That's where
so
Richard Rodgers wrote Victory at Sea.
Have you been to the Casbah?
No.
That's in San Diego. That's a club. Do you go to clubs?
No.
Oh, so you don't see live music?
I don't. Yeah. I really don't.
You listen.
Yeah.
Brian should be my...
We love you, man.
I don't know.
We'll take you under our wings.
You know, when it comes to this shit, Brian, there ain't no right or wrong.
Oh, it
just is. Everybody has a personal journey. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's...
Well, Mike, you were coming a little down hard on it.
I know.
Down hard on it, so thanks for giving that.
Personality, I have an unfortunate personality as Mr.
No, it just exists out of your, you know, your stature.
Nothing it's I notice.
Nothing that can be helped. It's too far gone.
Oh, you know, I don't think I'm really part of any kind of L.A. scene right now. So that's
what about San Diego scene?
Oh, no way.
No way.
I mean, it's like reggae rock and like... I'm going up to Oregon, and it's gonna be it's gonna be part electronic scene.
You're gonna give up the guitar?
No.
Oh, okay.
Give up life in general, civilization, success.
Bob's done
a lot of years in Oregon.
Oh, great. Yeah. I think the scene may have been watered down from what I've been told. Just
talking Portland?
Yeah, Portland.
No, he's talking about Eugene.
Oh,
he could be his mentor.
I have friends who are talking about going up to Washington, back to Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that, but...
But what interests you about electronic music?
Some of the glitch that I've heard in some artists like Venetian Snares and Aphex Twin. Mm-hmm. If you guys aren't familiar with it, Brother Matt
knows his stuff a lot.
Okay, well,
some noise for you. Would you play for him? Yeah.
Brother Matt on the show has something called a spin cycle where he plays this kind of music.
Great.
We're going to go into it right now.
Great.
You know
Spangle?
You know Spangle?
Yeah, Spangle.
You know that?
I haven't listened to any of their stuff, but I know a lot of people.
You know Aphex Twin?
I trust it, yeah.
What about, who's that other one?
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite.
He's like drum and bass more.
You know about that?
You know
about drum and bass?
Oh, yeah. I like some DMB. I like some, like, Square Pusher and... Like the more mainstream ones, the more popular ones, because I also like a lot of Atlanta music, but, yeah. Jungle Beats, the Amen Break, Venetian Snares, and his violent combination of, like, sex, and it's really great.
Sex and what?
His obscene song titles, and he samples porn. He's great. And Aphex Twin, it's all really... That's what I'm going for. And I've done stuff with the computer. It's more of like a... Like a less organic age that we're going into. Because I think you guys are talking about playing shows.
Yeah.
And you guys are real visceral. And I'm all internet.
Yeah.
And I feel really disconnected right now. But I know how important it is to get down with people and meet people and talk to you guys like I'm doing right now.
There's nothing like playing to like 30 or 40 people.
I know.
You know?
Throwing bottles at you.
Yeah.
Gobbing on you. You just can't beat it. I mean,
gob's the England word. Huh? Look, it's time for Brother Matt Spencer. He's going to play you some of his electronic. This is a cat from my era.
He's in connection with your era.
So music is a great... Combiner of heroes.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, Brother Matt.
Cool.
Couldn't be. Check this out. You ain't artsier than me, cause you got sideburns in a vintage tee. I said you ain't artsier than me, cause you pluck a guitar, that ain't fucking bizarre. You ain't artsier than me, cause you live in Los Feliz, bitch, you ain't Jesus. You ain't artsier than me, I got a colorful vocab, watch the low jab. So what, you're a vegan, it shows in your presence, you be geeking. And you've been seeking the same light, speaking the game like the enemy. Hang tight, I got a tail about 6'1" by infinity, full of sun, rain, and potential energy. All you saw were the cane, Swiss clean, crisp crease jeans, means this. So you thought and dip, I walked hip, thought tipper, unzip the zipper. No, I don't wear hemp or drink liquor, and that'll make me the man just a little bit sicker.
spit kicker with a knife and a Big Dipper. From an island cliff emerges a loud whisper. And I'm proud of this, it's my art. You doing yoga just to look apart. You ain't artsier than me, cause you chop up rakes and you dig in the crates. You ain't artsier than me, you just a trendy lesbian, dreadlock thespian. You ain't artsier than me, cause you make weed brownies and knit wool hats. You ain't artsier than me, you pseudo elitist old school set. Don't let an 808 scare ya. Shake stripes off your shirt and clear the whole area. I'm a humanoid too, and if you're cool with me, then I'll look past avoiding you. Instead of through, I'm down with VWs and flossed out caddies on 22s too. I bang for good fools, kill for nothing, I build for something, family and peace. Hand me the peace, I hit it, I'm social. Hear my opinion, I'm proud, I'm vocal. Local in a foreign place. More digital than dusty, but trust me, I be touring space. You be whoring at a comfortable pace. You be skipping a chore to jump in a race. I be bumping my face like you collect comics. I'm not weird, I'm honest. You ain't artsier than me, cause you only read books, don't watch TV. You ain't artsier than me, cause you shop at Whole Foods and open-toed shoes. You ain't artsier than me, cause you speak real soft and drink chai tea. You ain't artsier than me, I recycle too, I'm kinda like you. I just look cleaner, grown demeanor. Wear deodorant, registered voter, and a tree hugger too, not in these clothes. Me love of you, but it's gotta be both ways. Most days I'm earthy, stay grounded. Often it's a paper chase, I'm well rounded. Straight to face townish, it's all boundless. I make a sound universally dope. Over, come adversity, reshape the worst of me. Do it for the love and release it commercially. Like a blockbuster started at Sundance. Can't stop, man, you only get one chance. Presentation is key, hesitation ain't C. Innovation is my ART. Dedication is free, occupation is me. Innovation is my ART. Check this out. You ain't artsier than me, cause you drive a hybrid and carpool with three. You ain't